Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
On Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through giving me peace in America.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia page.
What high school
page.
Did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your, they don't have
nothing.
That
stuff. Oh my gosh, I'm on mine!
You added it!
I didn't add
you
it!
Added
I,
that.
I
yes,
didn't even
you
know
did.
It!
You can be my new thing!
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Oh! Hi!
Hi.
How's it going, bud?
Hey, good morning. Good. How are you?
Good. So yesterday, after I had dinner at Applebee's, I went to Wally World. I go there like 3 times a week.
To the Walmart?
To the Walmart. Mm-hmm. And
I'm just letting Loren know. I don't know if she...
Shut up.
Finding where Wally World is?
Yeah. No, I'm joking. Of course she knows.
Yeah, of course she does.
Is that
she
like shops a construction
there.
Store?
She shops at Walmart. Hey, Nicole.
They sell walls there?
I went to the Dollar General right next to you yesterday.
Yeah. That was great. So, but while, I'm surprised I didn't run into you. But while I was at Walmart, I got a phone call.
From?
You know how I got a new phone number last year,
mm-hmm.
and I had Melvin's old phone number?
Mm-hmm.
One of Melvin's friends called me, and I answered, and she goes, hey, is Melvin there? I'm like, no, but can I ask you, who is this? And she goes, it's a friend of Melvin's, and I said, it's been a year.
Since I have questions.
I do. I genuinely did have questions for
you. You haven't spoken to him in over a year?
That's when I asked her. I said, you know, ma'am, I've had this phone number for a year, and a lot of Melvin's friends randomly call me. So how close are you to Melvin?
Maybe something's happened to Melvin. Does anyone want to check on him?
You
call the police?
Melvin's the one that won the $1 billion lottery.
Disappeared.
Roy keeps getting calls from the South Carolina Lottery Association.
But
okay.
She got really rude with me. But I asked her.
She did?
Oh, yeah. She's. It's not my business of why I don't call Melvin.
Oh, you questioned her friendship.
And I was like, well, I told her. I said, well, I find it very strange. All of his friends call him, and they don't know his new number. So that tells a lot about your friendship. And then I realized I'm causing a scene inside of Walmart on my phone. And I'm being one of those.
You're not alone.
Yeah, you'd be the first person.
One of those.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Man, what did I do yesterday? Oh, I went and got cheap gas in South Carolina because I refused to pay the higher prices in North Carolina. So I drove across the border to get my cheap gas.
That's good. You only wasted what you would have paid in North Carolina.
10 cents cheaper. So instead of paying $2.15, I paid $2.05. But I blew that 10 cents worth of gas getting there and back.
Driving down there.
Do you ever see the flex fuel?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cheap, and my car takes it.
Mm.
It's only a very select few gas stations, Loren, but they have like this. It's always like 50, 60, 70 cents cheaper than whatever normal gas is.
Our Suburban, the Kiss 95.1 Suburban, runs on flex fuel.
Oh, it's great.
It's got a sticker on the back.
Yeah, so. Mine does too. I love that.
So last night, I saw our buddy Brad Panovich from WCNC. He posted, the meteorologist over there, the chief meteorologist, posted that expect loud thunder. Because of the clouds the noise would make it sound really loud. So he said, tonight's going to be a dogs and kids in your bed night.
Really?
And he posted a comment on Facebook, and everybody was like, thanks, Brad, for the update. I'll leave my door open.
Wait, last night was?
Last night. I didn't hear anything.
I didn't hear a thing.
I woke up at like 1:30, and I was walking through my kitchen. I didn't see the report, and I saw a ton of lightning, and I was like, it's not raining. It doesn't look like it's raining. Like, so I walked to the front of the house, and it happened again, and then I heard the thunder.
Oh, you know what? My electricity kept popping. You know, like when your whole house pops? That kept happening. So I guess maybe there was that going
surging. Yeah. That might just be bad wiring at your crappy apartment.
Probably.
Yeah.
I appreciate you calling my apartment crappy.
Yeah.
It does. The stove hasn't worked in months.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the newest place.
Right.
You know, in Charlotte. But that's okay. The struggle's real. Everybody gets it, bro.
You'll get there one day.
I know. Yeah. I know.
So I didn't hear any of the thunder. Plus, I don't have dogs anymore. And Dean and Ruby have their sound machines, so I don't think they heard anything. So, but I did see people reporting that it was like really loud.
I wish I heard it. Mm-hmm. You know, and at one point, Callie was walking around and she opened the door, which is very unlike her. She typically just sleeps. So, like,
she opened the door.
She used the handle and all.
I don't know. We leave it cracked, and she like shoves her nose in there and like wiggles her face until it finally opens. And I woke up and I was like, "Why is she wandering?" But I guess maybe she heard it, and then I didn't hear it.
So of course, there's an old wives' tale.
Wives.
This article says an old wives' tale. Well,
that's wrong.
No,
that's
right? Wrong.
We learned that.
I'm already questioning the article itself.
Yep. When you hear thunder, that means you're going to get a big snow within 10 days.
No.
Mm-hmm. It's an old folklore.
Has it called for snow in 10 days?
It's been passed on that 7, 10, or 14 days after thunder in the wintertime means that snow is coming. The general old wives' tale says that it goes about 10 days from getting winter thunder that you would get the snow.
I see. No snow in the forecast.
Well,
you know, my grandmother was really good about predicting the weather by, like, just looking at leaves and all those other wives' tale.
Was that your grandmother that was a wart whisperer?
Yeah.
And a fire talker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was one with the earth.
She really was, man.
Talked the burnout.
Anyway,
so keep that in mind. I don't know. Loren, you said that there's no snow in the forecast for the next 10 days.
I don't see it.
Okay. And then the last thing that we need to bring up here is last night's basketball game. Roy, I want to get your thoughts on Zion Williamson's supposedly mild knee strain.
Yeah, I was shocked last night because I didn't realize that there was a game.
The whole fact that there's a knee strain is shocking to me. What was he doing?
I don't even know who this guy is.
Zion Williamson is a projected number one pick for the NBA next year. He plays college basketball for Duke, and Duke played North Carolina last night. Big in-state rivalry. Carolina won big, which, by the way, means you get discounts at Dunkin' today.
Oh.
When the Tar Heels win. But Zion Williamson blew. Nicole, did you see that? He went to make a move, and his shoe, the shoe disintegrated.
Plastic fell off the bottom?
I'll show you guys the video during commercial, and then we'll post it. But, yeah, the bottom came apart from the shoe.
Really?
Yeah, 30 seconds into the game. The best player in the country didn't end up playing for Duke at all last night.
I remember I was wearing a pair of shorts one time, and
the bottom fell off.
So, no.
It disintegrated?
Well, kind of. I mean, we were at a bonfire and hanging out and having a great old time. And, it ripped, but it didn't rip like where the seams were. It ripped like on the top of the thigh. That means the fabric in the random part of the thigh just gave loose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It like didn't rip at the stitch. Like if you're going to rip something.
It like shredded.
Yeah. I'm like, am I that fat?
That's funny. Yeah, it happens. So anyway, congratulations to the Tar Heels. We've got how much money for you today at 7 o'clock with 5 seconds to cash?
$300.
So make sure you're listening. If you listened at 4 o'clock yesterday, you might already know what the song is. The song and the money carry over every single day with 5 seconds to cash, where you have your shot to win money at 7, noon, and 4. All you got to know is the name of the song. We don't even ask for the artist.
No, that's very simple. Very, very simple. And if you, they can't really listen to the podcast to figure out the previous song. Mm.
But you should still listen to the MRL Show podcast
you
on
should.
The app. Yeah,
you
it's
should.
Free. All right, good morning, everyone.
Got to get up.
Welcome to the Mania War in the Room Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up.
Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mania, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
If you're fortunate enough to make it to Charlotte Douglas Airport and jump on a plane, it's not the cheapest thing in the world. We all know that. But if you can do it, then maybe you would be familiar with some of the worst things that travelers have done on this thing called an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like I said, it's expensive to fly. I'm blessed to do it every once in a while. I know you guys are, too.
Yeah.
Well, back in my hometown, no one ever... You know, it was you never took vacations. You never left. I didn't even leave until I moved here. I never even got on a plane until I moved here.
True.
Because back in my hometown, man, you didn't have the money to get on a plane. You couldn't afford to take the whole family onto an airplane because then, you know, we're at a small town, so it's like a little regional place. Mm-hmm. Then you got to go to a hub. Mm-hmm. Then you got to haul the kids off.
Transfer.
And then it's just too much.
It is. We went on two family vacations when we lived in Pittsburgh, one to Florida and one to Canada, and we drove to both.
We drove everywhere for our family vacation.
I mean, like, let's say, like if you live out, like, in Hendersonville or up in, like, Hickory, you're taking 2 hours to get to the airport just by driving. So why would you do that?
And then you got
to
park your car and pay in there.
Forget it. Yeah. Forget it. You're broke before you even get on the plane.
Amen to that.
All right. If you went on a flight and you saw a passenger do something weird, something odd, give us a shout. 704-570-9595. I'm a tapper. I tap the plane before I get on the plane.
Yeah,
you are.
I like to tap the plane. Give us a good flight. But Business Insider came out with a list of the worst things that some travelers have done while flying. For instance, actor Michael Rapaport says that he once stopped a passenger who tried to open the emergency exit row he was sitting next to on an American Airlines flight while they were at the cruising altitude of 36,000 feet.
Holy cow.
Was that good?
Okay?
No. I guess he stopped him.
Yeah.
I hope that guy went to jail.
A 76-year-old woman allegedly threw coins into the engine so that she could have a good luck flight. She was detained, and the plane had to be put back into maintenance because you can't have stuff like that flying into the engines.
Why would you throw change in there?
I don't know.
Let's see. A man on a China Southern Airlines flight reportedly tried to open a door before takeoff, saying the door is not important.
I thought I was bad about lying about Cash's age so I could keep him as a lap kid.
It's cheap that way.
And then the grossest one was the passenger. We all remember this story. The passenger who made a mess in the men's room and then put the mess all over the mirror and the walls and stuff. The flight was on its way to Hong Kong and was diverted to Alaska because of the issue.
Well, thank God they diverted it because that's a long flight to smell that the whole way.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I was on a flight one time and I don't know what happened in the bathroom. But I saw the flight attendant grab heaps and heaps amount of paper towels and was on the floor. And you go, oh, you do not make enough money for that.
Right?
I mean, you'd have to pay me a lot of money to clean up someone's poo and pee.
And then the last one was an AirAsia flight returned to China after a woman reportedly asked if she could heat up her hot instant noodles with the airplane's microwave. And when she walked back, she accidentally spilt it on the passenger in the front row, scolding her.
Oh. So they actually did it.
I was going to say, what's wrong with that?
Well, they had to divert the flight because the poor passenger got scolded with the hot noodles.
We get that, but we thought the story was going to be that she heated up her noodles.
Yeah. Let's talk to Kaylin and Shelby. Hey, Kaylin.
Good morning. How are y'all?
We're great. So what's the airplane situation that you had to deal with?
So I was getting on a flight from Miami to Guatemala for a mission trip, and we're all sitting, me and my church group were sitting on this flight, and this whole group of clowns gets on the plane with ukuleles, and it actually turned out to be Pat Adams. It turned out to be Pat Adams and his entire clan of clowns, so we took a 3-hour flight listening to ukuleles and
did they perform?
They did a whole show?
They did.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
Woo! We're now a up the cruising altitude to 38,000 feet.
Man.
Let's throw pies.
Do you remember when it was, maybe it was Southwest was doing those pop-up artists?
Oh,
that
yeah.
would perform on your flight?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is much cooler, though. And, Loren, you would have no issues with this because you got hypnotized, so you don't have a phobia
anymore. Sure, I love clowns now.
Yeah. Are you ready for a instant one-minute dirty?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So, of course, we told you yesterday that Tristan Thompson and Khloe Kardashian have broken up. And that Kylie's best friend was at the forefront of the cheating, that they were at a house party together and she was making out with Tristan. Well, Kylie has been put in the middle because her and Jordan live together. So Jordan promptly moved out of the house yesterday.
I saw somebody posted a meme of someone wearing sunglasses and like a hoodie mm-hmm. and like in a classroom trying to hide.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, this is Jordan trying to get away from Kris Jenner.
Khloe Kardashian did make her first public appearance yesterday at the Pretty Little Things store grand opening in Melrose. She did not, obviously. She just walked the carpet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did not talk.
But yeah. she was out and about yeah. trying to get her life back together. And Whoopi Goldberg could secretly be hosting the Oscars. She's been off the View for a few weeks now, and people are saying that she's sick, but other people are, you know, rumors are circulating that she is preparing for the gig.
Wow.
So more on that in the 7:30 Dirty, but that's your Dirty for now.
All right. Thanks, Loren. Lots more to do, including the most sinful states in the country.
Oh, Florida's got to be number one.
You'd be surprised they're not.
Really?
Yeah, we'll get into that coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Coming up here in just under 10 minutes, we're going to tell you the most sinful states in the country and where North and South Carolina fall on the list.
Ooh, we're on the list.
Oh, yeah. It's the top 50 states in order.
Oh, okay.
So we'll tell you who's number one, where Florida stands, Loren,
mm-hmm.
and where North and South Carolina are. One of the Carolinas is way ahead of the other.
Hmm.
In the most sinful states. But first, I just wanted to read this email that we got yesterday and that we floated around to each other. I thought I would share it with, I don't think producer Nicole heard it, and with you guys, because it's a pretty funny email. It says, I've been a loyal fan of another morning show for years. After that, those two left 95.1 and then went to another radio station. Typically, my grandkids make me listen to the cheating segment on 95.1.
They're referring to War of the Roses, mm-hmm. by the way. If you've never heard it, we do it at 7:50.
Right. Yesterday, she goes on to say that we listened at 7 a.m. to get the money for 5 seconds to cash.
5 seconds to cash, yep. That's going to be coming up at 10. You might want to be listening $300 on the line.
So she said, I got to listen to the more of Maney, Roy, and Loren, and I absolutely love those three. Roy is so funny. Loren reminds me of my own daughter, and Maney makes my grandkids laugh.
Hmm.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it does sound right.
I like toot jokes, too. She said, I've listened to the radio show on the iTunes, I guess on the podcast, of the old shows all day today, and I love it.
Aww.
And I'm telling you this. She sent this to our big boss, Walter, because I heard Maney say, no one's listening to us. And I want to make sure you all know I'm listening in my car every morning with my three grandkids.
Aww.
And I now listen to the podcast. So you can add me to your list. I don't see a day where I will go back to the other two who are too negative for me. And that got sent off to our big boss. And anyway, I think maybe that was Mary Kay who sent that email based on her email address. So, mm-hmm. Mary Kay, thank you so much for being with us. And thanks to the grandkids for turning Grandma on to the radio.
Yeah,
show.
That was awesome.
I love that you yelled, no one's listening to the show, and it caused someone to keep our bus. Hey, no, I'm here.
Well, listen, you know, we don't talk about it a lot, but the ratings are important to each show. You know, and sometimes the ratings are up, sometimes they're down, and you got to deal with it. So I like there that I relate to the grandkids. Lorenz reminds her of her daughter
yeah.
and Roy is just funny.
It's honestly, we should probably use that as our marketing technique.
It's a huge compliment. Thank you.
All right. We're back with the most sinful states. We'll tell you what the categories are coming up in under 10 minutes.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren.
When you think about the most sinful cities in America, My mind immediately goes to Florida.
I go to Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas.
States, though. It's states.
Oh.
They are states. I said cities. But I think those states have the most cities inside with sinful people in them.
I mean, Vegas is Sin City.
Yeah. So Wallet Hub just did their annual list, and they judged these states on 43 key indicators that fell into 7 different categories to find the most sinful states in the U.S. Anger and hatred, jealousy, vices, lust, vanity, and laziness.
Laziness is a sin?
I guess so.
And call me Satan.
So the top 10 list, no surprise that Nevada came in at number 1, Florida at number 2.
Ooh, okay.
I heard it was close.
California, number 3.
Really?
Texas, Tennessee, Louisiana, all on the list of the top 10.
Really? Tennessee? What's going on in Tennessee?
Nashville.
Beale Street in Memphis.
Yeah.
That's a party city.
Mm-hmm. But North and South Carolina?
Yeah, okay. So this is the big one. Who came in closer to number 1? Which state is more lustful?
Ooh,
is it North or South Carolina?
Okay, take a guess.
Hold on, let me give Roy thinking music so he could take his guess.
These are the most sinful states in the United States.
Give us the criteria again.
It was judged on hatred and anger, jealousy, vices, lust, vanity, and laziness.
I sometimes think South Carolina hates North Carolina more than North Carolina hates South Carolina. And they got warmer beaches. So maybe there's some more lusty things.
I think they're jealous of the fact that we have the Panthers and the Hornets here in Charlotte.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
But they have the beaches, though, like, you know, Folly and Charleston.
They got the
beautiful.
Warmer beaches than we do. I'm going to go with South Carolina is further on the list than North.
Further up the list, like towards number 1 or further?
Further toward, closer to number 1.
South Carolina is more sinful than North Carolina. Loren, are we right? Is South Carolina a more sinful state than North Carolina? Let me give you the drum roll so we can make this official. And you're...
South Carolina.
Keep going, buddy. You found it?
You got it?
There we go.
South Carolina is more sinful than North Carolina.
Yay!
According to this list, South Carolina came in at 19. North Carolina came in at 27.
Ah, almost 10 spots ahead of us.
Yeah.
Southeast. I'm right on the border, boy. I'm in South Carolina like 5 times a week.
Yeah. Least sinful states, Vermont, Maine, North Dakota, Nebraska, Wyoming.
I heard Vermont's like just the most dope state. Like,
really?
Yeah, I heard it's awesome.
Isn't that where, like, we're big Scandal fans, and obviously the series is over now, but isn't that where they wanted to go? They wanted to go to Vermont and make jam.
Yeah, they did. And you know what make jam means.
Well, that's a killer show.
There's a lot more to
that's
it.
That's one of their storylines?
Well, it's they're in love.
It's
these
a love
two,
affair.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't heard anything that tantalizing since 90210 when Brandon and Dylan wanted to make different kinds of floats for their senior class parade.
You know what? On second thought, move Vermont to the most simple state.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
You know, before you tell us, Roy, most people won't date someone who doesn't like their blank. Let's just reverse back about 10 minutes when we were talking about the most sinful states and how Vermont was last on the list, the least sinful state.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to me, they're the most sinful state because someone with an area code 828 texted in and said Vermont's the only state that doesn't have a Walmart.
What? How does one live without the Walmart?
The Walmart.
I don't know. Walmart. Can you imagine having, like, there's not a store up there where I can get a tire and a chicken?
Which
a rotisserie chicken?
but in all seriousness, like, you kind of take it for granted. You assume no matter where you are in life, there's going to be a Wally World and a McDonald's.
Right.
Like, that's what you assume is going to be there.
Yeah.
Not in Vermont.
All right.
That's all a letdown.
All right. So most people won't date. Most people won't date. Sorry, most people won't date someone who doesn't like their blank. Do you guys have any idea of what it is?
Their friends.
No.
Family? Parents?
No.
Haircut.
Their haircut.
That's not bad, but no. It is their dog.
Oh.
57% of people say they can't fall in love with someone unless their dog loves them too.
True.
It's so true. Because your dog is like your, like, Callie is like my baby. Like, she is my child.
But you got Callie with Sterling.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I had Woofer. You know, he's still at the vet. But I had Woofer before I met Dallas, and they didn't like each other at first. And there was a moment in Dallas and I's relationship where I told him, you need to get on board with the dog or you're gone.
Really?
Yeah. And he scared Woofer that night, and Woofer peed all over the floor. And that's what, like, prompted this conversation. And then they were best friends from then on. Because he felt bad.
See, imagine this, Nicole. You're a dog lover. You have Finman. Your dog, Finley, is awesome. Everybody in here has had a dog or has a dog. And if everything clicks with someone on every level, except they're like, I'm allergic to the dog hair, or I just don't want the dog hair on me. Can you put the dog up when I come home? How do you handle that? Do you really say no?
For sure. Like, I mean, Finley is so, like, such a people person that if he didn't like you, A, that's a red flag. But when I was in college, I went, and this is such a me story, but on college, I went on a first date, and I picked this girl up, and we were going to lunch and, like, day drinking. And we are going down the, like, main road in the at NC State, and there was a stray dog, right?
Oh,
so
God.
I saw the stray dog, and I'm like, oh, we got to save this dog. And this girl wanted no part of that. Like, we had to wait, like, an hour for animal, for the people to come. And she was not on board. And I was like, we need to go.
Wow, you bailed on the date.
You didn't even, like, take her to lunch?
No, because we saw the dog first, so I had to take care of the dog.
Nicole's like, there's going to be probably, like, 50 more dates like this if you can't get on board with this.
This is a recurring thing for me.
It is. Helped save a dog the other day.
You know, I find it hard to believe, though, that if everything was clicking, like, if everything was going well, the moving furniture was great, they were romantic, you know, great job, but they just didn't like your dog, that, like, you would say, that's it. Like, that's my deal breaker.
100%. I mean, how can you move someone in and, like, start a future with someone if they don't like your fur baby?
Dallas learned to like Woof.
Well, I mean, that's exactly the thing. I gave him the ultimatum. It was him or the dog.
Did you ever not date someone because the dog didn't like them? Give us a phone call at 704-570-9595. You can also send a tweet or Instagram DM at the MRL show. I remember clearly growing up, we had Wishbone as our family dog, and my cousin Jesse and his girlfriend would come over, and my dog Wishbone would bark and growl towards Jesse's girlfriend.
Mm.
And I think they can really pick up if you're a bad person. I think dogs can know if you're a bad people.
100%.
I really do.
I dated a girl in California who had a beautiful white lab, and I loved the dog. And every time we moved furniture, the dog would poop on the carpet. And I literally was like, I think this is a sign. And she's like, I'm so embarrassed. This is so embarrassing. And I was like, I think this is a sign. I don't know.
Like a sign that the dog likes you and is marking its territory, or doesn't like you and that's what it thinks of you.
Nope. Even my delusional way of thinking didn't think that the dog pooping meant that it liked me. I think the dog was very connected to her and didn't like the fact that that was happening.
Yeah. Ever thought he was watching what you were doing and was confused and thought you were pooping too or
ew
something?
We closed the door and he did. He was on the
other side.
Yeah. All right. 704-570-9595. I like where Roy's going with this. Did you ever say no thanks to the love of your life because your dog didn't like them? They didn't get along with your pet. We'll take your calls on that. Real quick, though, everybody's saying that Vermont does indeed have Walmarts. What they don't have is the Supercenter Walmart store.
Oh, they just got like the, because technically before it was just a Walmart without the grocery, and then the Supercenter added the grocery.
Yeah.
And now they have Walmart Neighborhood, which is the grocery, not the other fun stuff.
So all is right in the world. Again,
yeah.
Somebody with area code 704 said, "Sillies, Vermont does have Walmart." Silly about it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
So, we wanted to hear from you. Did you ever not date someone because the dog didn't like them? Okay, evidently to a new study, 57% of people say they can't fall in love with someone unless their dog loves them too, and I think that's so true.
Well, I think it's, I mean, don't there's like an age-old saying, animals can sense evil.
Yeah, I know, but if everything is going well with someone, dating's already hard enough. If you fall in every character, the person checks off every box except your pet. Maybe it's time for you to make a decision. I don't know.
Hey, that's an important box.
Courtney and Concord, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Morning. I was going to say that dogs, I think, do make or break the deal in a relationship. I just got a German Shepherd puppy, and he, like, you can tell he can sense if a person's good or bad. And we've had, like, a couple instances where he's decided that that's not a good person, and he's usually right.
What indication does he give you that he's not a good person? Does he rip the person's arm off like a good police dog? Thanks, Courtney, for calling. And I guess her phone was bad.
I think so. I don't think she heard us. Yeah, Danielle and Stanley, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi. So tell us, this one involves your cat?
Yeah. Me and my husband actually started dating like 10 years ago. And not long after we started dating, I'd get a cat. And we found out he was allergic to animals. And my cat not liking him wasn't an issue. The cat probably loved him more than me.
Yeah.
But the allergy. So we kind of rearranged our life to where he wasn't in as much contact with the hair.
How'd you do that? Just keep the cat to like one room?
The cat couldn't go in the bedroom. Mm. He had free roam with the rest of the house, but not the room. So that way the bed didn't have any animal hair or anything on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Danielle's like, we put him in a bubble. We put my husband in a bubble.
Two dogs and two guinea pigs.
You have two dogs, two guinea pigs, and a cat? You got a farm at your house.
Her poor husband can't even breathe.
How much is admission? Thanks, Danielle. Yeah, I mean, people are just sending us text messages and stuff. It's like, no, it's a total deal breaker if your dog or even your pet at this point doesn't like the person you're dating. But to me, I go back to the fact that, like, okay, you guys could figure it out like she did. You know
what I mean? They made it work.
Yeah, yeah. And so did Dallas and Loren.
Yeah, but if Dallas had not gotten on board with Woofer, one of them would have gone. And let me tell you, the four-legger would have stayed.
Yeah. Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Meghan Markle's baby shower was held in New York City this week, and Amal Clooney and Serena Williams hosted the party. They had cotton candy machines. Everyone left with trendy suitcases. And the hotel room, the penthouse that they had the shower in, reportedly goes for $75,000 a night.
What is inside this penthouse?
Right? Is it made of gold?
Man.
The Oscars could, in fact, have a host. You know, there's been rumors that they're, there's been reports that they're not going with a host this year. However, Whoopi Goldberg could secretly be that host. She's been absent from The View, and she said that it was due to being sick, but rumors are now circulating that she is just preparing for the gig. Now the Oscars are just 4 days away, and at this point, they're still saying that it's hostless, but I guess in 4 days, we shall see. Chris Hemsworth is set to play Hulk Hogan. I can't even say his name.
Hulk Hogan.
There we go. It's one of those,
it's a tough
like,
one.
I know, but you mash it all together when you say it normally. Anyway, Chris Hemsworth is playing him, and he will also be the producer of the film.
Oh, good for you.
It's going to show his upcoming rise to fame through the 70s and 80s.
Cool. I love the Wrestler. I thought that movie was great.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And Kylie Jenner and Jordan Woods, the girl that Tristan Thompson had cheated with, are now broken up. They are not friends anymore. Now, Jordan lived with Kylie. They were best friends. But after this whole falling out, Jordan was seen moving out of Kylie's house. They lived together. They had a business together. They shared part of her makeup line together.
Was she on Keeping Up, this Jordan person?
Yeah, she has been before, yes.
So you think this will be a storyline? Better be. This is good stuff. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like last time the whole Khloe Tristan thing went down and Khloe was pregnant, she like didn't let them film a lot of it.
And she let Kim flip them off.
Yeah, and Kim unfollowed both of them on social media.
Mm.
So, anyway,
That's when you know you're in trouble.
When Kim unfollows you on social media?
No, when you get flipped off.
Oh.
Both.
All right. Gwyneth Paltrow, she's countersuing a man who crashed into her on the ski slopes. He was suing her for $3 million. Oh. And she says, no, I'm not the one that ran into you. You're, in fact, the one who ran into me. So now she is countersuing the man. She says that there was an employee right by them, and they saw the whole thing. So she is subpoenaing them for the trial.
Just so you know, we're going to Beach Mountain this weekend to host the 80s party. And we're going to have ski lift tickets, so you can join us this weekend on the slopes. There's like a 90% chance that once I start going down the hill, I'm not going to stop.
Oh, I'm a terrible skier.
So don't sue me. I don't have money. I'm not rich. I'm not Gwyneth Paltrow. I drive a Ford Taurus, okay?
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
$3 million, you might get $3 out of one of us.
You can't sue what doesn't exist. So in case you see me and you want to jump in front, well,
how about this? We'll just buy you a beer. If we run into you on the ski slopes, we'll just buy you a beer.
Yeah. So don't sue me. It's gonna waste time.
All right, that's your dirty.
All right, let's play Can't Beat Lorraine. 704-570-9595. She has
almost 50.
Almost 50 wins. 48 wins. Call now and take her down.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine.
Lorraine.
On Kiss 95.1.
Jeannie, welcome to the Meanie, Rory, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hey, Lorraine. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing? We got like one day left of the week.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, right?
I'm ready for Friday.
So amen. Jeannie is a special contestant. We played with her last week and her phone dropped. So she jumped back in to play again.
Yes.
Okay.
Hopefully I'll get through and play.
All right,
so
Jeannie.
Let's get started.
Let's see how you do today.
Okay. Get out of the studio.
I am going.
The Brit A is currently leaving the studio. She's opening up the door. And she slammed it closed where she cannot hear these questions.
All right. Jussie Smollett turned himself in to the Chicago Police Department earlier this morning. What Fox show does Jussie star on?
Empire.
The Kardashian-Jenner sisters have started hitting that unfollow button on Jordan Woods, who supposedly cheated with Khloe Kardashian's boyfriend and baby daddy. What is his name?
Kristen Thompson.
Question three. On the new season of Survivor, eliminated players can try to get back in the game by taking a boat to a deserted island. I love this show. It airs on what network?
CBS.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. Nice. Oh. People are loving Shawn Mendes' new Calvin Klein underwear ads. The 20-year-old singer followed Justin Bieber in his campaign. What country are both singers from?
Canada.
And the Stranger Things star, Millie Bobby Brown, celebrated her 15th birthday this week. She's also going to celebrate a big movie premiere, which is coming up in May. It's a giant green monster. What movie is that? She stars in a movie featuring a giant green monster.
The only thing I can think of is the Hulk, but I don't know.
Okay, come on in, Lorraine.
Oh,
okay. How'd Jeannie do?
Jeannie got four correct.
Ooh, good job, Jeannie.
All right, Jeannie. Quiet on the set. She put her headphones on. No hints. Here we go. Jussie Smollett turned himself in to the Chicago Police Department earlier this morning. What Fox show is he a star on?
Empire.
That's right, 1-1.
And the Kardashian/Jenner sisters have started hitting that unfollow button on Jordan Woods, who supposedly cheated with Khloe Kardashian's boyfriend, baby daddy. What's his name?
Tristan Thompson.
2-2.
All business so far. On the new season of Survivor, eliminated players can try to get back in the game by taking a boat to a deserted island. I love this show. I would watch it on what network, Lorraine?
I think Survivor is CBS. Ooh. I think.
Lorraine, that is correct.
She got that one right, too. Oof. All right. What's the score?
It's 3-3.
Have we come across the one she got wrong yet? No. 3-3. Okay.
People are loving Shawn Mendes' new Calvin Klein underwear ads. The 20-year-old singer followed Justin Bieber in his campaign. What country are both singers from?
Canada.
That is correct. 4-4 tie.
And the Stranger Things star by the name of Millie Bobby Brown celebrated her 15th birthday this week. She's also going to celebrate a big movie premiere in May. The movie stars a giant green monster. What movie will she be starring in?
Godzilla.
That is correct. Unfortunately, though, Jeannie said Hulk. Final score 5-4. Lorraine, you got 49 wins. I really thought, Lorraine, you were going to lose.
Jeannie, I'm sorry. That was a really good guess, too, because we were talking about the Hulk this morning.
Right.
Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah, well. But I get where she would get, you know?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Jeannie.
Well, thanks for playing, and I'm Jeannie from Charlotte, and I cannot beat Lorraine.
Thanks for playing, Jeannie. She's all business. I didn't even have to tell her.
I know. A heck of a phone line this morning, too. Good job, Jeannie. Thanks.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show.
War of the Roses is a brand new one.
Yeah, it's where we bust cheaters. We have Elise and Jay, and someone is being invited to the wedding. Does that mean someone's cheating? We're going to get to the bottom of this. It's all coming your way in less than 10 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
In your Facebook message to us, you mentioned that there's an issue with your boyfriend's ex. How is she meddling in your relationship?
She's been around for our entire relationship, but I kind of have a feeling that Jay may be cheating on me with her.
What makes you think that?
Because, I mean, we've been dating almost a year. It'll be a year in March. We actually met at your St. Patty's Day event last year, and that's when we started dating. Yeah, I got to meet you guys. You guys are awesome. We've been dating, like I said, about a year, but the entire time we've been dating, Jay's mom, that's my boyfriend, Jay's mom and his ex have been, like, close. They remain friendly. She brings her up in front of me as, like, the one that got away, like, in that kind of sense. She doesn't say it. But she, like, implies it.
But you know.
You know, a few months ago, his cousin was getting married, and instead of having me as his plus one, his mom had her as his plus one, his ex-girlfriend, because allegedly the cousin was very close with the ex.
Wait a minute. How old is he?
Very uncomfortable.
Elise, is he 15 that he can't pick his plus one for a wedding?
No, he's old enough to make his own decisions. You know, which is why it's very uncomfortable for me to be in this position.
You know, a lot of times we say a hunch is all you need, and if there's a hunch, it's typically not a good sign. Before we start this, is there anything else?
To be honest, there is a whole list of things that we could go through, but it all just comes down to the fact that I'm afraid that when he's not with me, that he's with Amber, and that's my concern.
Okay. Well, we'll call him up and see who he sends the roses to.
Okay.
I almost feel like we should call his mom.
Yeah. All right.
And say that there's a wedding. Who would she like to be? Her son's plus one?
Yeah.
All right. We are going to call him up.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Jay, please.
This is Jay.
Hi, Jay. My name is Lindsay. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And the reason for my call today is I'm calling to inform you that you have won our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you on our post, and we are giving away $100 in beautiful red roses.
Hey, I'm not really interested in any sales calls, but thank you so much.
Honestly, Jay, it's not a sales call. I'm just calling to find out who you would like to send these romantic roses to. They are free of charge. We don't charge delivery. It's not a reoccurring charge. We just ask that you tell someone about our services.
You don't need any charge then. So you don't need any, there's no credit card, paper trail or anything.
I need no credit card from you. Do you have someone in mind you'd like to send romantic roses to?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Who would you like to send these to?
Amber.
Oh. What would you like to put on Amber's card?
Let's put, thank you for being patient with me. I'm sure this is meant to be.
Okay.
Is that too cheesy?
No. I mean, sounds like you guys have some history.
No, it's not too cheesy, but it's f***ing wrong.
Hey, Jay. Oh. That was Elise.
Are you kidding me, you motherfucker? Are you kidding me?
You're on War of the Roses with the MRL Morning Show.
And she had a feeling that you would send them to Amber.
Are you playing a prank on me?
It's where we catch cheaters.
I can assure you, no one's laughing over this. This is not a joke.
I can't believe you did this to me. I'm like shaking. I don't even know what to do.
You're so, like, sneaky and weird, and my God, at least. God, you're
If you didn't want to be with me, what? You should have said something. You should have told me.
What would you expect here? I've known her for so long. She's like a friend of the family. We're so close.
Jay, that doesn't make it right.
No.
If you and Elise are a couple, you guys met last year on St. Paddy's Day. You are supposedly a couple. You're coming up on a year, bro, but you sent the romantic flowers to your ex.
With a note, by the way, that was very telling of what's going on in your relationship with her.
I feel this is like a
What's not cool is you cheating. That's not cool.
Look,
I don't know how you could do this to me. You are just, you're such a head. Why didn't you just tell me? Why didn't you just tell me that you didn't want to be with me? If you wanted to be with her, you should have just told me. You didn't have to lie to me.
You're so pushy. You're like, you get so sensitive over the littlest thing. There's like no good way to tell you anything.
You think sending flowers to someone else is little?
You're cheating on me. Are you crazy? Are you crazy? You cheated on me. I stood by you. I was there for you. You could have told me. You could have told me.
You knew that she was part of my life when we met. You knew that she was around. You knew that she's close to my family. You're the one that's like insisted and pushed on this relationship. You're like pushing the intimacy. And it wasn't there. Yeah, fine. This is the,
you're
right,
gonna
this
blame
going.
Me. You are going to blame me for you cheating on me. I stood by you. I've been there for you. When your car broke down, I helped you out. I gave you rides when you had to get around. Why don't you f-ing call Amber then, huh? If she's so great, why don't you just call f-ing Amber, okay?
We lost him. He's,
Elise, I'm
He's gone,
so
Elise.
Sorry.
I should have known.
And God only knows how long this has been going on.
Yeah.
All right, Elise, let us know if you need anything, okay? Take care.
Okay, thank you.
WMKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
War of the Roses featured Elise and Jay, who ironically met at last year's Kiss 95.1 Sham Jam, the Shamrock Jam.
Which is coming back, by the way.
Yeah, we had it at Queen Park Social last year, and guess what? We're having it there again this year. It's one of our favorite spots here in Charlotte, and it's happening on Saturday, March 16th at Queen Park Social from noon to 7. We're going to have live music out there and some great DJs. Tickets on sale now at kiss951.com. If you're not familiar with Queen Park Social, where you been, A, and two, it's in Loso, known as Lower South End, which never really took off, by the way.
No.
The Loso thing.
I still call it Loso.
No, in fact, from all my friends, they hate the word Loso.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess.
It's like nails on a chalkboard.
But being from South Florida, we say SoFlo, so I guess maybe that's why
it
stuck for me.
So Elise and Jay didn't even make it a year, almost, and then Jay's mom picked Jay's ex-girlfriend of 5 years as his plus one for Jay's cousin's wedding, and that was because the cousin and this ex were really good friends along the relationship. Well, they end up breaking up, and then Elise moves in to the picture, and she doesn't get invited to go to this wedding in October. It's the ex, and then we find out that Jay sure is, like, in the note. What did he say? We'll work this out.
Yeah,
thanks for being patient.
Everything's going to work itself out soon.
Yep.
So they end up breaking up, you know, on the radio. But we're wondering how often that happens. Like, how often...
People break up on the radio?
How often do you get on War of the Roses?
Yeah.
No. How often does the ex come back into the relationship? Because if you're like Roy, or you're like Loren, you guys have said, once you're done, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, don't care about my exes, don't look them up, don't... I know maybe Loren has
maybe
looked them up.
Oh, that's not true for me. Yeah. When I'm done with you, but I'll still creep.
But there's no way that, like, when you guys were dating, that an ex would be the one that would come between you and the new partner that you were dating. It would be more likely somebody new. Once you're done with the ex, you're done.
Very slim chance.
704-570-9595. Get in on this conversation and tell us when the ex ended up being the one that broke you guys up because the ex came back in the picture. How often does that happen? You can also text us at that number, but we sure'd love to talk to you this morning on this, if you could safely do it on this foggy, rainy morning.
Well, to play devil's advocate here, I've never had a long-term relationship, too. You know what I mean? Like, I've never had history with someone.
5 years for these two.
You know what I mean? So, like, if Sterling and I broke up, God forbid that ever happened, I could see him, you know what I mean, going back to him. You know what I mean?
Because
we've worked for years, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So even if you were with someone else, you could see the possibility of Sterling popping back up.
I could, because he's the only long-term relationship I've ever had that I've truly felt comfortable in.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a shout if the ex came back into your relationship and ruined things between you and the new partner, 704-570-9595. Producer Nicole answering the phones nicely this morning.
Yes, we got a complaint about Producer Nicole today, and we wanted to get the girl on the radio.
Yeah.
And try to address the snappy comment that evidently Nicole said.
That might be a conversation for 7 a.m. tomorrow. I think we'll have to visit that. We want to make sure that everybody gets the best customer service when they call into the MRL show.
I think we should do, stay on the line for a customer service survey.
Yeah, surveys.
Yeah, and then play, some on-hold music.
Yeah.
Hi, MRL show. What do you want to talk about?
I was wondering if I could get on the radio to talk to Manny, Roy, and Loren about, this one time.
Did you have an ex that came in between you and your new partner?
I did.
Hold, please.
That person was really rude. They just cut me right off.
But the MCs have the relaxing music.
Do you think maybe the music will, bring people back down?
It calms them down.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do. We need to play calming music.
But then we'll get people on the phone, and they'll be half asleep trying to tell us the story.
Maybe. Or the better yet.
Oh, my God.
Our on-hold music is going to get better ratings than our radio show.
We just had 7 out of 12 lines ringing. What happened, Producer Nicole?
She was snippy with them.
Everyone's gone.
I bet you were rude to them, and they hung up.
She's telling Roy he's number one.
Yeah. I see that pointing finger.
What happened?
I'm telling you, I think we have a customer service problem.
Nicole.
Why don't you come back here?
See, now that's...
Oh, Roy, go answer the phones. Hey,
you want me to answer the phones?
Yes, okay. Go answer the phones. And then come back in to talk to them.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
704-570-9595. Roy's going to answer these phones. He's going to run into Nicole's studio. Answer the phones. Talk to Roy, you guys.
See, Nicole...
And call in about anything. I don't care at this point. Call in about anything and just, Roy, put them on hold.
Okay. See, and I think maybe Nicole is just misunderstood in that position because you do have to move really quickly to get people prepped and ready to come on the air and talk to us.
Mm-hmm. We have a couple seconds
here. Just, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
She's giving me the death eyes in this little room.
She's going to choke you out. I'd be careful. Don't turn your back to her.
Somebody, also, nobody's calling.
Somebody call and talk
to
Roy.
Nobody listens.
Don't say that. 704-570-9595. There you go, buddy. Here they come. Here they come.
One.
Right. Hi. I'm fine. What would you like to say?
There they go. Too long, Roy.
Roy.
Roy, come back.
So you are the ex. Wait, hang on. So who are you?
Roy.
Okay, I know you. Okay, hang on, Hannah.
Okay, come in, Roy. Come in and talk to her. All right, here comes Roy.
Uh-huh.
He's coming back to talk to Hannah.
Do you think he got the story before he put her on hold?
There he is.
Now?
Hey, buddy.
So we have Hannah.
Okay.
And she was the ex, and something happened.
Okay, here she is.
Hi, Hannah.
Hey, guys.
Was that great customer service you got when I entered the phone?
It was wonderful.
Good. Okay. What did you want to say?
I'm out of breath.
Shell and Roy, I dated a guy in high school and just before college for 4 or 5 years. And his parents still to this day, I don't think, are over it. I'm very happily married with kids. And, you know, I think he's since been married and divorced. And, you know, I just think I'm the one that got away.
So does he pop up still in your life?
I get a Facebook request every now and then, but no.
You just let it sit in the queue?
Yeah.
See, look at there. I brought a good caller to
the
show.
You did.
Good job, Roy.
You had good customer experience off the air?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Cool. All right, listen.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you for calling. Everybody, there's more lines open. Call us right now, 704-570-9595. Roy will screen your call.
Okay.
And then run back in here and take the call.
Yeah.
I just want to watch you run.
This is going to be your cardio for the day, buddy.
Did my nutritionist and trainer call you?
I just
want to
say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk your horn and flash your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
Woo!
Is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Thunder and lightning in Sefton. Be careful out there this morning.
Just saw it and heard it.
Mm-hmm. But more importantly, our producer Nicole got
complaint.
A complaint text message this morning.
Yeah, someone said that she was a bit snappy. Now, I will say in her defense.
Snippy or snappy?
Both. I will say in her defense that you have to, whenever you're screening phone calls, sometimes you have to cut people off because they're long-witted.
It's a quick job.
I get that, Nicole. It's like a balance you have to play.
Buddy, the phones are ringing.
Okay.
Why don't you run in there, answer, put
all
them
right.
on hold, and come back.
Okay, let's
right,
see what I can
go.
Do.
Right, okay.
You run.
Here we go. I'm going.
And that's what I said when he was running in there the first time. Nicole just has to move very quickly through these people so
this
that
is,
we
but
can
this
get
is
them.
This is also how dramatic you guys are. It's like I get one complaint every other month.
Hello. Hi, my name is Roy. What's your name? Hi, Holly. Where are you calling from?
I hear him typing.
What would you like to say? Okay, stay on the line.
Okay, now to put it in perspective, Roy is one studio over. So there's Nicole's in the studio next to us.
About a 20-foot dash, yeah. All right, who is it?
Know, her name's Holly, and she's excited.
You got to type it in there.
I did. It didn't show up.
Yeah, because you didn't move the box.
Okay, hi, Holly.
It's Molly with an M.
Oh, crap!
It's you Molly. Already fail.
It's
okay.
Molly.
Well, what would you like to say?
I'm super excited, and I can't wait to go skiing.
Are you coming skiing with us?
I hope so.
Oh, we didn't do the contest yet, Molly.
Oh.
Yeah, this is just Roy running around answering phones.
Mm-hmm.
But we are going to probably do that around 8:35 this morning. We're going to give away those tickets to go hang with us up at Beach Mountain.
Okay.
All right.
I thought it was at 8:20. I'll call back at 8:35.
Perfect.
Yeah, we're
okay.
running behind.
Okay. All right, go, Roy, go.
Okay, another one. Here we go.
All right. Roy's doing the sprint.
Mm-hmm.
Out of our studio, down two.
So he goes about 20 feet to the next studio.
Yeah.
And then he opens it.
There he goes.
What? Hello, the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show. We're the best. Hi, what's your name?
Roy, let them know we're not giving away tickets.
Oh, we know you. What do you want to say?
You can hear him typing.
Oh, I love it. Still more.
Seriously typing.
Come on, get in here.
All right, the sprint's
let's
on
see
again.
See how nice I am?
Yes, let's roll. There he comes. Oh, that's
quick.
Who
is it?
Okay, that is Michelle from Waxhaw.
Hi, oh, Michelle hey. From Waxhaw.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
We're doing great, except for Roy. He's catching his breath.
Michelle, you talk.
I'm not able to.
You call quite a bit into the MRL show, and producer Nicole, nice, good experiences all the time when you call?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. So we have a Nicole fan. That's very good. Now, how is my customer service based upon her customer service?
She's so mad at you.
She just stormed away.
Oh, I think Nicole is just more used to doing what she's doing. You're still kind of a little shaky.
Okay. Yeah, Nicole is all
work.
Business.
Yeah. I need work. Okay.
All right, go get another one. Thanks,
another
Michelle.
One.
Love you.
How many calls are we taking?
Michelle and Waxhaw, go ahead. We got one more before we do the dirty.
Until you pass out, buddy.
And by the way, he's starting to go slow. What was that?
Oh my gosh! Now it's getting
sloppy.
95.1.
Hello.
Who was that noise?
Hi, this is the Manny Roy on the Red Morning Show. Who's this? Who? Who? What's your
name?
Giovanni. Gio. Oh, Giovanni. Okay. And where are you calling from, Giovanni?
Italy.
What would you like to say? Where are you from?
Where are you from?
Oh, okay. All right, hang on one second.
Producer Nicole walked out. She's in the office.
I know. She's
come on,
for
Roy.
Us. Did he type where Giovanni's from?
Yeah.
Yeah? Where mm-hmm. Where at?
We'll find out.
Okay.
Okay, good job, buddy.
Woo.
All right, who's on the phone?
Giovanni.
Hi, Giovanni.
Hey.
He's calling from Concord, it looks like, Roy.
Yeah, but he's from Mexico.
Oh, okay.
He told me that.
Yes, I did.
What would you like to say to everyone here on the show?
Well, I hear you guys every morning, and my kids listen to you guys every day.
Oh, that's nice. Now, have you ever called in before?
No, this is the first time.
And how would you say your interaction with me was on the phone?
It was great. Fantastic.
I don't know. It didn't sound. It sounded like he didn't know your name. And then when you told him your name, it still threw him off.
He just couldn't put two and two together.
Where are you from? You don't know Giovanni, boy.
I know. I thought he was saying Giamoney, and I was...
G-Money?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I get that a lot.
Now, Giovanni, thank you so much, buddy. And be safe out there in this foggy, rainy weather this morning.
All right, thank you.
All right.
I love the name Giovanni.
I do too. You're not going to make me run back, are you?
No, I think we're good.
Okay.
Yo, come on. You don't want to do one more?
You know, and the other thing is, I can just take the phone calls in here.
Yeah, but to be in her room and her environment, that was a little better.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Chelsea's on hold. Nicole put her on hold 10 minutes ago. Chelsea, hold on. We promise we're going to come to you.
Oh, no. Did she just disappear?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh.
What'd you do?
Nothing. Chelsea just, she hung up. Okay.
Sorry,
what's going
Chelsea.
On?
All right. Manny, can you pull up the new Pink song? And while you do that, I'm going to tell you about Meghan Markle's baby shower, which was held in New York City this week. And it was held in a 5-star hotel room that cost $75,000 a night. Now, the two people who threw the party, Amal Clooney and Serena Williams, good friends to Meghan Markle. All of the guests left with a very trendy pop little suitcase, and there were cotton candy machines everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah. Wonder if the cotton candy was pink or blue. All right. Chris Hemsworth, he is set to play Hulk Hogan. And he will be signing on, of course. I'm not really, Joshua Lancaster's going to hate me for saying this, but I'm not really into wrestling, but you know I'm all in on anything that Chris Hemsworth does.
Yeah, you better learn. Wrestling.
Wrestling.
I know. But I'll go, and you know what? I would like to see this movie with Joshua Lancaster. That way I can ask questions the entire time.
Don't do it, Josh. I took her to Star Wars. She didn't know who Chewbacca was.
No. I did. I was just being obnoxious and asking questions. Of course, this will take us through his rise to fame through the 70s and 80s as well. And Pink's got that brand new song
does
out.
Does it take us to Bubba the Love Sponge bedroom? Where he messes around with Bubba's wife?
Right up to today. Okay. All right, so Pink's got a new song. It's called Walk Me Home.
Nice, I like it.
Yeah. I like it. It sounds country.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. And if you missed it this morning, Jesse Smollett turned himself into the police. So we'll wait to see how this whole thing unfolds.
Awesome. Good. Nope. In under 10 minutes, your shot to come hang with us at Beach Mountain. Lift tickets, 80s party, all hosted by the MRL show on Saturday night.
So we are going to be partying at the 80s Retro Apparel Contest this Saturday night at Beach Mountain. And we want you to come join us for the party and go skiing. We got ski lift passes.
That's why we heard the touch tones. Yeah, okay. Man. We're giving something away.
704-570-9595. Call number 9. We'll get you lift passes so you can go skiing with us this weekend. I'm going to attempt to ski this weekend. I don't know if it's going to work. But give us a phone call and then come party with us for the totally 80s retro apparel party.
Yeah, man. It sounds to me like whenever we go out, a lot of people are like, hey, we should do like a trip overnight or like out of town. This is your opportunity to come hang with us. We're going to be out during the day, like skiing and hanging. And then
we're staying the night there, too.
Yeah.
We got a cabin and everything. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. We have a shared cabin.
It's all of us staying in one place. It's going to be, I mean.
Yeah. I'm going solo. I'm the only one. By the way, that's going solo.
You know, I'm kind of now nervous about you guys are going to see like any weird habits I have.
I know.
Oh, I've vacationed with you. I know all your strange habits.
I know. And, like,
and I stay with you. Didn't we? No, we had different rooms in L.A. when we went out there for my Big Fat Fabulous Life.
But like before bed, I used the restroom like 3 times. Like I really want to make sure everything's emptied.
Oh.
Well, you know, don't worry about it. It's one night, and the people will be skiing. Some people will be, you know, at the cabin.
Okay.
And then we're going to be at the party. See, like, I'm excited because at 1 o'clock is...
Yeah, there's all kinds of things to do all day.
Yeah, on Saturday.
So if it does rain, we still have fun to have.
At 1 p.m., name that 80s tune.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
At the Beach Mountain Brewing Company Tap Room and Grill. So I'll be at that. And then there's kids karaoke.
Are you not going to ski at all?
It depends. I might try and get out there, but I'm really trying to get to that name that 80s tune party. And then there's a band, Cassette Rewind, is taking the stage.
That's at 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
What did everybody get for their outfits for this retro party up at Beach Mountain?
I got an MTV shirt that I still have to find somewhere in my closet.
Loren, what are you doing?
I have like a big bin of costumes that includes 80s apparel from when I danced for the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to rummage through that and find something.
Maybe do like a little Let's Get Physical.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try to do like the bodysuit, the leggings, the leg warmers, and then the side pony.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Robert in Charlotte. Hey, Robert.
How are we doing?
Hey, bud. We're doing well. You going to join us this weekend?
I'd love to. That'd be great, man.
All right, man. It's an 80s party. It's try to find some cool 80s gear.
You can ski in that, too. They're asking everybody to hit the slopes in their 80s gear.
How about a full red jumpsuit? Would that work?
Yes. Always. When in doubt, wear that.
It doesn't say, like, Ash County Jail or anything on it, does it?
No, it's insulated. It's not screen printed, but I could totally do that. No. It work.
I think you're all right. Well, cool, bro. We'll see you. Who are you going to bring with you up to Beach Mountain this Saturday?
I haven't decided yet. The girlfriend, if she skis. If not, maybe a buddy from high school.
Cool.
Okay. Cool, man.
Well, the party's free, so anybody can come to the party. If you have, like, year-round ski pass tickets to go to Beach Mountain and you just haven't gone up there, we recommend you go this weekend and hang with us. That's the thing. It's going to be a Manny, Roy, and Loren 80s party.
Oh, I'm super excited.
Dude, come find us, Robert. Make sure we'll say hi, okay?
Awesome. I do appreciate it so much.
All right, cool.
I like that Robert doesn't know if his girlfriend skis.
I don't know if I would know if Sterling skied or not. Sure. I now know he does because of this.
Even if she said she did, I guess he's going to find out for real
That's
on Saturday.
True. Yeah. Very true.
You know them lies.
I
it's
say
your money
I
where
ski
the skis
too.
Are. Uh-huh. On Tinder, everyone takes hiking trips and canoeing, and everyone's outdoorsy on Tinder.
Well, we got to take a quick break, but Roy, what's on the window behind you?
There is a Target behind us, and today is a certain holiday. We'll tell you what it is and why we're celebrating it with a Target.
Is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
It's a holiday,
hey,
woo-hoo! And we're going to be celebrating it with the Target. However, no one else will, I promise you.
It's not just any holiday, Roy.
No one else is going to be doing what we're doing. But it is National Sticky Bun Day.
Yes.
And to celebrate, we got the Target of Sticky Buns. And all you have to do is try to get your sticky bun in the bullseye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I will say, I love the smell of a sticky bun. I hate the taste.
You
really?
Do?
I
hate the taste.
Oh, I think it's pretty good.
I don't like the feel because as soon as you touch a sticky bun,
everything gets stiff. Maybe that's it. I think the whole experience is awful.
Guys, hence the name sticky bun, like honey bun, you know.
You need like a fork and knife to eat it, but that's bougie, you know.
So here's what we have. We've got a giant window here in the MRL show studio. It's about a 4x4 window, and it looks out at the hallway, kind of like a zoo, and we are the creatures in the zoo, and people walk by and stare at us.
Yes.
So we've drawn a giant target, and each one of us is going to stand about 4 feet away from the target, and we're going to throw the sticky bun at the target and see which one gets closest to celebrate National Sticky Bun Day.
It smells so good. Can I just skip my turn and eat it?
Yeah. Then you won't win. Although maybe you will.
So the sticky, the bullseye has like an outer ring, a ring in that, and then there's like a red circle, and then inside the red circle is this itty bitty tiny black circle. So if you can hit right there in the teeny, teeny black circle, that's the bullseye, that's the win.
Okay, am I going first?
Sure, Loren.
All right.
Sharpshooter Loren heading up there first. She's got half a sticky bun. We cut them in half, so you get two opportunities. She's holding it flat in her hand.
Ready?
She's putting it right towards the window.
One,
it's like
two,
a catapult.
Three.
Oh, it fell!
I did hit the target, though.
Maybe we have to take the mark. If none of them stick, we'll see which mark was closest.
All right, ready?
All right.
Yep.
One,
two, three.
Oh! It fell!
She nailed the target, but it fell off.
By the way, when we tested this, it's just stuck.
All right, Roy, go ahead. Give it a shot.
My turn?
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. I'm right now standing back up. Why don't you tell everybody why we're doing this again?
It is National Sticky Bun Day, and to celebrate, we could have just sat in here and
eaten these, but that's no fun.
Had a bunch of them, but we've made a target on the window. And we're throwing the sticky buns at the window. Now, mind you, we will not be wasting these. We are going to eat them. We have a piece of paper on the floor that catches them, and we'll eat them.
All right.
Here
it is. Lining up.
Trying to hit the target.
Oh. He went. It kind of went south
right now,
west of the target.
Bottom left hand corner.
You know what, and I think because we microwaved them, it made it worse.
Lauren is still the winner. She's got the target.
All right, yeah, Roy's going again. Oh, top of the red for Roy.
Are you still leading?
Yeah.
Lauren's leading.
Yeah, okay. I'm still leading.
I got stickiness all over me. Oh, man. Thank you so much.
I told you that's the worst part of the sticky bun. All right, it's National Sticky Bun Day. We're going to do a song. We'll come back, and then I'll see if I can't tie Lauren or she goes home the winner. Which, by the way, what does the winner get, you're asking?
Sticky bun!
Yeah.
They get the sticky bun.
Hey, guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lauren on KISS 95.1.
Smells wonderful in here.
And we celebrate a National Sticky Bun Day by setting a target up on the window in the studio and throwing sticky buns at it.
Mm.
We got a message sent to us on our Twitter at the MRL show that said, I don't know why, but that was hilarious just picturing it.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Come eat one.
Yeah, you could put your face up to the window and just eat it.
There's still one and a half sitting on the window. A sticky bun and a half are still sitting there.
Yeah.
We should leave it and see how long it goes. Like, Cameron will take it down.
No, we'll get fired. We'll get fired. Like, that's going to be the thing that breaks, you know what
right.
I mean?
Right. Out of all the dumb stuff we do, yeah, we leave that, sticky buns up there.
That's going to be the one to get us canned.
Thank you. I want a better story to tell that than that one.
So, a local college, y'all, is trying to petition for a name change. Some students say they don't like being confused with UNC, which is why UNC Charlotte, some of the students in the student government are pushing to change the name of UNC Charlotte to the University of Charlotte.
Wait, but isn't UNC Charlotte affiliated with UNC? Because like UVA in Virginia is in Charleston, and then they have UVA Wise in Wise County.
It's the University of North Carolina at Charlotte.
Right.
But from what I understand, obviously we have our own sports teams and everything, so we're not, I don't know what the connection is with the University
of North Carolina
in Chapel Hill at all, if there is one.
Yeah.
Is there one, Nicole? I don't think so, right? Nicole?
I don't think she's listening.
Oh, she can't hear us. She went to UNCC for a year.
I always thought, now I'm not from here originally, but when I first moved here, I always thought that it was just another campus of UNC.
That's what I think.
And now I know that, but I had to explain it to a friend recently who just moved to Charlotte, and she was so confused.
I'm confused. Why would they call it the UNC then?
The First 49 is a grassroots organization of the Charlotte 49ers fans, alumni, and they put out the following statement. Our aspiration is not so much about dropping UNC, but rather adopting University of Charlotte. This would strengthen our brand and recognition of Charlotte's growth into a world-class city and alleviate confusion and better allow us to fulfill our missions as North Carolina's Urban Research Institute. So I think exactly what you're saying, Roy, is the reason why they want to change their name to University of Charlotte, so that there's no confusion, that there's no connection to UNC.
I love it.
I agree with that.
I literally thought it was a campus of UNC. You know, because I've always associated like with UVA and UVA Wise. UVA Wise has the same logo as UVA.
Same mascot, same color, everything. Right.
So I just assumed UNC Charlotte was the same.
UNC Charlotte says that they will put this on, I guess, some sort of an amendment or something for the student body to look at later in March.
And it will still be UNC.
Sure.
Because it's still UNC Charlotte.
And that's what people call it anyway.
Area code 704 said they're still part of the UNC system, but so is ASU and ECU, et cetera. You know, they're all state schools.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all part of the state school
but
system.
But they're different schools.
Mm-hmm.
Is ASU in Utah?
No, that's App State.
Oh, sorry. I don't know.
But ASU in Utah, that would be Arizona State.
I don't know. Mm. I thought the U meant Utah.
BYU.
That's university.
Oh. What?
BYU is in Utah. That's Brigham Young University.
Brigham Young.
It's the MRL Morning Show on demand.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.